Headline: Joe Lubin's SharpLink crashes 91% in 2 weeks amid ETH Treasury panic. Published at 11:43 a.m., June 13, 2025. SharpLink Gaming, one of the largest Ether, ETH Treasury companies, had a meltdown in after-hours trading yesterday as its shares crashed from $33 at NASDAQ's closing bell to below $11 by 8 p.m. 2 weeks ago, SharpLink shares, SBET, were worth $124, meaning they've shed 91% of their value since this all-time high. Panicked over a seemingly surprise announcement of shareholder dilution, a viral tweet from the Block's Stephen Jung claimed, "Basically, every participant in SBET's private placement filed to dump all their shares less than a month after they announced the ETH Treasury strategy move." Concerningly, trading volume for SharpLink exploded over 10 times higher than its average, and its single-day loss on a percentage basis exceeded any prior trading day. SharpLink Gaming FUD. A lawyer at Consensus, Joe Lubin's pro-Ethereum conglomerate, sprang into action to explain the situation, claiming that the news was not nearly as bad as it seemed. In his opinion, the Form S3 ASR in question was a standard Securities and Exchange Commission, our SEC, resale registration, and did not reflect any actual sales. Incredibly, the lawyer dismissed the panic entirely as just a bunch of FUD by people who clearly don't understand. Needless to say, market participants in after-hours NASDAQ trading disagreed entirely. The shelf registration statement was a requirement for the resale of over 58 million shares of SBET, which were part of a capital raise to purchase ETH. Prior to its collapse over the past 2 weeks, SharpLink was aspiring to become a shining example of a non-Bitcoin crypto treasury company. Indeed, Joe Lubin himself is the chairman of the company, and it had raised $450 million to build its crypto treasury. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.